This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Afghanistan has urged European countries to halt forced deportations of Afghan migrants for the next 3 months as security forces battle a wave of violence triggered by a Taliban offensive. The United Nations said on Sunday the rising conflict is also causing, quote, more suffering across the violence-wracked country as it urged for continuous financial aid. Afghanistan is facing a crisis as the insurgents snap up territory across the countryside, stretching government forces and leading to a fresh wave of internally displaced families complicated by a renewed outbreak of COVID-19. There are almost 2.5 million registered refugees from Afghanistan in 2018, the second largest refugee population in the world, according to the United Nations. The vast majority are in neighboring Pakistan, followed by Iran and Europe. Billionaire Richard Branson took off Sunday from a base in the southwestern United States aboard a Virgin Galactic vessel bound for the edge of space, a voyage he hopes will lift the space tourism industry off the ground. A massive carrier plane departed from the state of New Mexico and will ascend for around an hour to an altitude of 50,000 feet, or 15 kilometers. The mothership will then drop a rocket-powered space plane called VSS Unity, which will ignite its engine and ascend at Mach 3 beyond the 50 miles, carrying 2 pilots and 4 passengers, including Branson. Once the rocket engine is cut off, passengers can unbuckle and experience a few minutes of weightlessness while admiring the curvature of the Earth from the ship's 17 windows. After peaking at around 55 miles of altitude, the ship will re-enter the thick part of the atmosphere and glide back to the runway. This is VOA News.